So I'm like gonna use one of these little clit sucker things. These things are like the best invention ever. I just got one from like Amazon. I don't have like the pro something or another, the one that like is all over the internet. Oh god, but it's like so intense, like holy fuck, Jesus Christ. I always have to keep my vibrators on the lowest setting, and I'm still like dying half the time that I'm using it. Like, god, I think I probably have like one of the most sensitive clits in the entire universe. Fuck. So hopefully I'll like calm down a little bit. But it's just a little bit overwhelming, but that's good, I think, because I think, oh my god, I think a lot of the time with ramble faps, I can talk a little too much and forget about the fap part of the ramble fap. So, okay, let's get right into it. I'm gonna do this kink list thing, and I'm gonna be a rebel. I'm not gonna start at the beginning. I'm just gonna like pick random sections and go like one at a time and just kind of talk about them so you can get to know me and see what I'm into. And I'm into a lot of things, and it's cool because I'm bisexual, so I like men and women, and now I'm I'm like a switch now somehow. I don't know how that happened. Well, I guess TikTok. If you listened to my last audio that just like blew the fuck up, I was so shocked. I was like, what? But if you listen to that and you you listen to the little like, I guess, expose I have in the beginning where I'm like talking to the listener about how I, oh god, oh fuck. Oh, I hope that's not annoying. Just constantly forgetting what I'm talking about. The little thing where I'm talking about the guy on TikTok who's moaning mommy. that's 100% a true story. That is literally where I got this kink from, and I literally got it like 3 weeks ago. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna get right into it. Oh god. Okay, so picking a random section, degradation. Okay, glory hole. Why is glory hole in degradation? What is a glory hole? I thought glory hole is like when you stick your dick in like a hole in a bathroom and some random stranger sucks it. I think that's what a glory hole is. I don't know, maybe I don't know what a glory hole is, but I'm gonna say no for receiving and giving because I can't give it because I don't have a penis, and I don't really like, I really hate sucking dick. I'm so sorry for all of you listening who are so disappointed by hearing me say that, but I have to like genuinely be in love with someone for me to be willing to suck their dick, or be in like an insanely deep subspace, like for me to be like willing to suck a dick. Name calling, I love being called names and being humiliated. It's one of my favorite fucking things. I have a hard time finding audios where I feel like I'm being humiliated enough. Like, I'll, I'll pick an audio that's like tagged, you know, rough and humiliating and degrading, MDOM, rough MDOM, and I'm listening to it like, come on, that's all you got? Give me more. So, yes, that's a love. Me 3 weeks ago would have said no to giving, but now I'm like, yeah, I like it. I guess right now in my little newbie femdom-ness, I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Is femdom what I am? F-dom? I don't know. See, I'm a newbie. I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to not being a sub. I would like... Oh, God. Fuck. I would like name calling. and humiliating, but just a little bit. So I'm just going to put okay. I'm going to put okay for both of them because I'm, I guess, a gentle dom right now. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I don't think I'm gonna make it through this. I'm only three down. Fuck. Oh god. Okay, okay, okay. Restrictive. Picking a random section. Restrictive. Gag, collar, leash. Okay. Oh fuck. Okay, I gotta like reposition because I'm just gonna come like three things in out of like 100. Okay. Gag and collar and leash. Okay, so weird thing, you know, I'm just talking about how submissive I am and how I want to just be degraded and humiliated like so much, but then I would never wear a collar, never wear a leash. I don't know why, but for some reason that's where I draw the line. Like, I'm into CNC, I'm into free use, I'm into being slapped around, like slap me in the face, like pull my hair, like fucking, I don't know, fucking whatever, like do whatever to me, but I will not wear a collar and you will not put a leash on me. Why? I have no idea. It's just how it is. And so I wouldn't give one either. Chastity? Again, something that I was always like no to, but I don't know. There's been some audios floating around DWA where I'm kind of like, okay, maybe I'm kind of into this. So for myself, I would put maybe because I don't know. I'm really into like orgasm denial and edging, but I don't know about like an actual like physical thing on me keeping me from like touching myself. I'm not sure. So maybe. And then on a partner, also maybe. Again, I've changed so much in just like 4 weeks. It's crazy. I thought my sexuality was like done. Like I was like, I found all my kinks. This is what I like. I'm done. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute. I like more things. Bondage, light, heavy. I love that there's like a distinction. I guess heavy bondage is maybe. Which one is bondage? Oh my god, I feel so dumb. Bondage is like ropes and stuff, like actual, like, right, yeah. Impact play is the, right, that's a different section. That's in the pain section. Okay, right, duh, restrictive. Oh my god, we're in the restrictive section. Okay, bondage. So I think, hypothetically, I would really love, I think that hypothetically I would really like bondage, but I've never gotten to experiment with it. So I'm going to put like on light and maybe on heavy for myself. For a partner, I don't know. I think okay for light and then maybe for heavy. Again, I'm like a soft dom. I don't want to hurt you. And then meanwhile, I get so annoyed with soft doms. Like for myself, I'm like, come on, be rougher. I understand the struggle now. Encasement, I don't know. I don't remember what that is. That one's like you just wrap yourself in plastic wrap, right? So I'm going to say no thank you for that one. okay, let's see. Oh, what's a random one? Let's do taboo. This audio is going to be 300 hours long. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Incest. Just starting it off with a nice, fun one. So I'm going to put okay because, like, certain quote-unquote incest I'm, like, kind of okay with. I'm into, like, step incest. It's, like, fine. Oh my god. Oh fuck. I'm talking about something I'm not really into and then I just like start moaning. So like I might be into like an uncle thing. That's so fucking horrible. But, like, I've listened to some uncle audios before. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm okay with that. Stepbrother, that kind of thing. Not parents. God, not parents. Fuck. I'm just gonna put maybe. I went from okay to maybe on incest. I feel a little guilty about that one. Age play is a no, personally, for me. You might be confused, but bear with me. So I am, I am into, like, oh my god, there might need to be like a part two and three of this where I just try to get through it without coming. So age play, I do kind of identify as a little when I'm a sub, but like a non-age playing little, so it's kind of confusing. It's hard to explain, but like I'm never imagining myself as like a different age. I might, when in subspace, kind of act a little more silly, or I don't know, just childish, I guess. But never in my mind am I like, oh, I am a 7-year-old, you know, that's not at all what I'm thinking. I'm just kind of being silly and bratty in subspace, which is like kind of a childish way, but I'm never thinking that I'm a child. I'm always my grown-ass self, if that makes sense. So I am putting no, but I do have like little tendencies, if that makes sense. So like no diapers, no pacifiers or anything like that, but I would be down to watch The Little Mermaid and draw pictures and then fuck you, you know? So this one stresses me out because it's like interracial / race play, and interracial is so different than race play. So like what? Because doesn't interracial just mean that like you would be down to have sex with someone who's not the same race as you? But then race play is like actively playing into like, I don't know. That one stresses me out. I'm going to say no because I'm, no, oh wait, there's like a no comment option. I'm putting white because I don't know how to answer that one. I would fuck any race. I would fuck anybody. Like literally I would fuck anybody because I'm bisexual and a switch and I find most people beautiful in some way. So I would have sex with anybody, but I would not like get weird with race about the sex. I don't know. That's no, thank you. Bestiality, no. Necrophilia, no. Has anyone ever said necrophilia yes on one of these? Probably. Good for them. Cheating is a like. I know, it's so bad of me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. But there's a guy that I'm, like, obsessed with who has a girlfriend, and so now I have a cheating kink because I want him to love me, you know? But he has a girlfriend. Oh, I hope they live a very happy life together. But I also hope he fucks me one day. Exhibitionism. That's the one where someone's watching you, right? So my instinct is always to be like, eh. But I know I like it because I like when people watch me play with myself. And I like sending nudes to people and, you know, mutual masturbation and all that stuff. So I know I like being watched. So I'll put love. And voyeurism, also love. Oh, God. Okay, I made it through 3 sections. Wow, good for me. In like 14 minutes. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Maybe I will like split this up into parts because I think I might come like pretty soon. It's really, really hard. I mean, this thing is just like sucking my clit right now. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay, non-consent. We're just gonna go there. Okay. Non-con rape. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm holding it together. I somehow didn't come. Okay. Okay, so rape as the target, I'm gonna say okay, if it's consensual, non-consensual, right? This says non-con. I'm just going to say, yes, I'm into CNC. I guess maybe as the aggressor, but more in like a sleep play kind of way, like in a pre-planned sleep play. I love sleep play. I'm just skipping to the bottom. Sleep play is like one of my favorite fucking things. It's one of the very few kinks that I've been able to actually like do in real life. And oh my God, it's so fucking hot. And it is kind of like CNC, but it's something you just talk to your partner about and then you get to live it out. And it is so much fun. So in that manner, I might be the quote unquote aggressor, right? Because I might want to wake my partner up by, you know, sucking their cock or something like that. And I love how I was just talking about how much I hate sucking cock. And then the first thing my mind goes to is sucking someone's cock to wake them up. Okay, blackmail, coercion, no. I'm not into blackmail. Kidnapping, no. I don't want to be kidnapped. Drugs and alcohol, no, not really. I do love alcohol. Not a fan of drugs, but I do love alcohol. Okay, where else should I go? Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, I might die. Trying to make this audio. It's just so intense. Like, this toy is so fucking intense. I don't know how anyone goes above the lowest setting. Like, oh my God. Shit. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Groupings. Groupings. You and one male. Favorite. You and one female. Favorite. Oh, my God. Fuck. You and a... trans woman, you and a trans man. I'm gonna say okay for both. I think I would be really nervous because I would be like very conscious of how they were feeling, and I think it would just make me so nervous to have sex with someone who is trans because I'd be so worried about making sure they felt validated and secure and comfortable, if that makes sense. Like, so I feel like I'd be so in my head, like, trying to make sure they were okay that I wouldn't end up having a good time because I'd just be so worried about them. But I would have sex with someone who was trans. I would have sex with anybody. Again, it's the joy of being bisexual. Okay, grouping. So me and one man and one woman, I'm going to say okay for that one. Even though I'm bisexual, if you bring a man into it, I'm going to get really possessive and insecure. So I don't think I could have a threesome with where there were two women and one guy, because I think it would get in my head a little too much. So, okay, I'm going to change that to maybe. Me and two men would be a love. I'm very interested in having sex with two men. One of them might be bored a lot of the time, considering I don't like sucking dick, but I think we could find jobs for him. Me and two women, again, I feel like that would be so overwhelming, but I'm just going to put a maybe. Women really intimidate me. Orgy, again, maybe, because like that just sounds like so overwhelming. Okay. Let's go to miscellaneous fetish. Oh. Yeah, that's fun. Fisting, no thank you. That's a lot. My pussy is so tight. It is like, and I'm not just saying that. Everyone I've slept with has made a very shocked face upon entering me. And have made comments about me being the tightest they've ever experienced. And I'm like, yep, could you please slow down? It's a blessing for the person who gets to fuck me and a curse for me, because it is kind of difficult to take dick when you are as tight as I am. It's not this, like, great, wonderful thing that you might think it is. gangbang. Isn't that like the same thing as orgy? No, because it's like one person receiving it. I'm going to say no to receiving and no to giving. Can women gangbang a man? Is that a thing? Can women gangbang another woman? I don't know. I'm just going to put no for them. Breath play. Is breath play the same as choking? I don't know. If breath play is choking, then yes, I want to receive it. And yes, I want to give it. I love being choked so much. If you're playing with my pussy, why is your other hand not around my neck, like, choking the fuck out of me? Like, look me directly in the eyes, choke the shit out of me, and finger me as hard as you can, and I will come. That, fucking love that. Again, see, like, I'm, like, a sub. That's, like, my natural thing. So this whole, like, being kind of dominate-y is so weird for me. Impreg. I cannot impregnate someone. I am a woman. And receiving impreg, no thank you. I do not want to be pregnant. Pregnancy, no. No pregnancy, no babies. Feminization. I am very feminine, so I don't think you could feminize me because I'm about as feminine as it gets. And I don't really want to feminize a man. If he wanted to do that, that would be fine, but I don't want to, like, do it to him. And cuckold. I always forget what that means. It's like your boyfriend fucks someone else, right? And then you watch. I think receiving or giving cuckold. See, I get I'm too confused. I don't know the terminology. I'm gonna put no comment because I'm gonna like mess it up. But I would. I don't know. It's too complicated. My horny brain is like not, it's like does not compute. I don't know how to answer that question. Oh, let's do toys. Okay, dildos on myself is a maybe. Because I'm so tight, I have a really hard time finding a dildo that doesn't hurt me, that I can actually take, so just maybe. And then on my partner, on a woman, I would like, I guess, fucking her with a dildo. And then a man, I guess, a dildo would be, like, playing with his ass, right? And then that would be maybe. I'd be, again, scared to hurt them. Plugs on a partner, I'd be down to try. On myself, I would really like to try. I actually have an idea for an audio where I try a plug for the first time and let you guys hear me. Let me know what you think about that. vibrator on a partner, yeah. Vibrator on myself, yes. Sounding, no thank you, that is terrifying. To each his own, though. Okay, gotta pick a new section. Maybe we will make it through this together. general. Okay, general, that's a good category. Giving romance and affection. Yeah, I love giving affection. Receiving romance and affection, no. Okay, I'll put maybe, but I am. Let's just say I skip L-bomb audios and make me uncomfortable. I don't want to be like, I don't know, given affection. It's uncomfortable for me. I just want you to fuck me. Receiving hand job fingering. I love giving hand jobs, and I've been told I'm really good at it. I know men like just fucking hate hand jobs, but a lot of guys have told me I give really good ones, so I enjoy giving them, and I love being fingered. It's like one of the best fucking things ever. I already talked about blowjobs. I would say maybe to giving. I can't receive one because I am not a man. Again, no to swallowing, no to facials. And I really don't like getting eaten out. I've really never been eaten out. I've had one guy kind of like half-heartedly sort of try to eat me out, and I really hated it. And who knows, it could be because he did a terrible job, and it could be because I don't know, but I'm just putting maybe. And I guess maybe for face-sitting, too. Edging is my favorite. I love being edged, and I guess I like edging now, edging people. I love being teased, for sure. It's one of my favorite things. And I love teasing, too.